Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
With me on the Well One Connection podcast, I have Eric Larson, President and CEO for HRMC. Welcome back, Eric.
Thank you very much.
So a specific topic we're going to chat about today, and something that happens about every 3 years around here, our community health needs assessment survey period has started. So first of all, what is a community health needs assessment, and why do we do it?
Certainly. For those who may not know, or those who do, our community health needs assessment can actually be found on our website. And it's something that we're required by the Affordable Care Act to do every 3 years as a way to gauge the health and well-being of our community. And so it's a survey that we encourage community members and key stakeholders to participate in so that we can gauge their perspective on how well we're delivering health care in our community.
Yeah, and although we only do it every 3 years, we look at that throughout the course of that 3 years and gauge that progress a little bit. I know something in the last one, so was something like putting together a community health worker, community liaison program.
Correct.
And I don't know, I know you're pretty passionate about that. We've seen a lot of progress just from those liaisons. So the impact of what a CHNA can mean to not only organization of the community, pretty far reaching.
It is. And so part of the CHNA process, as those survey results are tabulated, we prioritize the highest ones in there. As you mentioned, last year, there was a need for being able to connect with our more diverse community members. And so that was an initiative driven in part by the CHNA process, where we did put a lot of resources and energy towards bringing community healthcare workers. And so part of the CHNA is to develop a plan to address those health disparities in your community. And that may require us providing some level of resources, but it's intended to be a community effort. So engaging other members, healthcare entities within our community to help lift the health and well-being of our entire community. So it's not just us. We don't have enough resources to address every single one of those. But with partners in the community, we believe that we can make a difference. And the Community Healthcare Worker Program is another example of that. We worked not only internally, but with state partners as well as other community partners to really make that program what it is today.
Mm-hmm. And certainly that is something we use, you know, as a little bit of that roadmap to guide us. Mm-hmm. And I think we've shared that with people in the community. This year in particular, can you speak with us about how we're marrying what we hope to find through the survey with some planning?
Absolutely. One of the things we also do as an organization is do a strategic plan or a business plan every 3 years. We've actually extended our current business plan an extra year to incorporate the findings of the CHNA for this year. So part of that process is thinking strategically around what we need to do as an organization to respond to the needs of our community. And that requires engaging our board of directors, our staff here at HRMC, and also other community partners to develop a strategic plan for our organization. So we're incorporating the findings that come from the CHNA survey into our strategic planning process, which we haven't done before, but I think is a great way to sort of coalesce those limited resources and really put emphasis on what we need to do in total for our strategic plan. Because historically what we've done is had a strategic plan, we've had initiatives come from that, and we spend time and resources to address those. And then the CHNA would come out and then we'd say, okay, now here are more initiatives and projects that we believe are important and we need to pay attention to. So now we're going to work to bring those together to really focus more intently on the findings of the survey, as well as our strategic plan, and marry those two to optimize our resources.
When we think about that and how important this is to us, to our community, to the health partners in our community, it's important that we get a broad range of folks answering this
Absolutely.
Survey and that we get good data from this survey. Mm-hmm. Now, we certainly utilize a partner to pull data from county sources and other things, but there's some opinion data that comes into this, and some socioeconomic information. So I guess as the CEO of the hospital in town, and probably the primary health partner in town that we want to work with those other health entities, how important is it that we receive a really good sampling of answers?
Yeah, I think as we work with our community members, the more data we have, the more real it is. I think the fewer responses tends to skew information significantly, and so that may not be what our community really needs. So yes, we're encouraging our community partners, members of our community, even our own staff to participate in this survey, because the more feedback we get, the more real we can make the findings and the response to that. It's sort of that statistical relevancy or the N, right? If there are enough responses, it becomes statistically valid, and we want to make sure that we're as close to that as we can.
Mm-hmm. And there's opportunity in this survey to voice maybe some things about services that people could foresee needing in the future, or that they feel would be important to our community, a number of things like that. So if I'm an individual, you know, and sometimes, you know, you look at these surveys and you look at things and you go, I'm not going to make a difference in that. Mm-hmm. But what the reality is that we look at every single answer in this, right?
We do. Yes. I look at it as an expanded version of sort of the employee feedback that we get locally. We look at all of those responses. I think there may even be some nuggets and other responses that we may find a way to address. But I think getting that feedback from everyone is extremely valuable. There's a place for all of it. It's just a matter of, again, aligning the resources. But we want people to share with us what they feel and what they see in our community as being in need to address through the services we provide. So if there are outliers even, or if you're thinking or hoping for a service, let us know. We want to hear about that. And also around the wellness component, right? Are there proactive ways that people can or want to address their healthcare needs? Not just about being sick and having that taken care of when you're not feeling well, but are there wellness initiatives that you may be thinking of that would be beneficial to our community? So all of that feedback is extremely important, and we like to comb through that and find those little nuggets that, hey, is this something we've ever considered, or should we consider that, or how can we do this? I think all of that is great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what comes out of this. I think for me, the community health workers, you know, was such a real need that was evident in the last CHNA, and we've seen the true impact of that. There was a pain initiative, and so we've seen some real things and some real progress on that. That's not just a result of HRMC, but of our whole community working together. So.
Yeah, some of the other initiatives I think from last year was affordability of healthcare, and I know we did a SHINE event and trying to help our community understand a little bit about how finance works with healthcare and how the cost of healthcare is derived. I think some of that is great education opportunities. Some of it has to do with access to healthcare was also a finding there, and we worked very hard to make sure we've got providers that can see patients and. Certainly have more work to do there, but those are the kinds of things that the CHNA will help us uncover as we work with our community members about what they see their needs being.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing those results. And so we are opening that survey open now. Mm-hmm. How long is this open, Eric?
It's open until November 4th.
Okay, so a few weeks.
Yep.
And then it'll take some time to tabulate that survey and work with our board to get that report out. And then when we receive that report, then the strategic planning efforts will kind of get underway.
Yes, we expect that beginning the first of the year, we'll take that information, coalesce that into our other strategic planning initiatives with the organization, which includes an employee engagement survey and engaging the board and engaging our medical staff and saying, hey, here's what the community's perspective is on the delivery of healthcare in Huron. What can we do and what initiatives can we put in place to address some of those? So definitely looking forward to that as well.
Great. Well, we appreciate anyone and everyone who can go out and spend about 10 to 15 minutes to take that survey. That can be found on our website at huronregional.org. as well as on social media, and we'll kind of have that available in all of the areas that we can possibly have that out there in the community.
Absolutely. We welcome it.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Eric, and we look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.